Ya está, ya puedes empezar.
Ya, gracias. ¿Y los alumnos están invitados, eh?
Sí,
Este es una
están invitados.
responsabilidad. Okay. Yes. Hello, this is the English course. We will start this year with the first level, B1, from 5 to 6 p.m. The next one, B2, from 6 to 7 p.m. And then the C1 from 7 p.m. up to 8. Today, we are starting with the Burlington English. So I hope you will have the course already, and it starts with words, a word list, everyday English, greetings and introductions, listen and speak words. Are you ready? Yes? I hope you will love the course and you will connect every week. So, it's about some people from other countries, and they ask where they are from. So, where are you from? Hi, my name is Gwen, and I'm your tour guide. Tour guide, the guide of the tour of the city. Is Mr. Petrov here? Hello, Gwen. Please call me Alex. Gwen says, nice to meet you, Alex. Are you from Russia? Yes, I am. I'm from Moscow. Where is Miss Sun? I'm Lee Sun. But it's Miss Lee. In China, our last name comes first. So her name is Lee Sun. And Li is the family name, okay? In China, you first say the last name, and then the forename. That's interesting. Welcome to London, Sun. So, Gwen is from London, and Alex from Russia. Probably his name is Alexander. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can look at the names. Argentina, 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 China, China, London, Londres, Moscow, Moscow, Russia, Russia, Turkey, Turquía. Mr. Señor. Se escribe M-R. Punto. Mrs. Señora. Se escribe M-R-S. Punto. Miss. Señorita. Miss se escribe M-S. Ya no con doble S como antes, ¿ya? Pero si uno no se quiere equivocar, se puede escribir siempre M-R-S. Yes, you can always say Mrs. It's more polite than me. A group. Un grupo. Tour. Visita. A tour is a guided visit. Una visita guiada. Tour guide. Guía turístico. A trip. Viaje. Excursión. Visita. Call. Llamar. Hay el verbo to call, llamar, y call, a call, una llamada. First, primero, first, primera. Interesting. Pongan bien el acento en la primera sílaba. Interesting, interesante. People, gente. Turkish, turco. Turkish se puede utilizar para masculino y femenino. Turco o turca. Excuse me. Perdone. Disculpe. How do you spell? How do you spell it? ¿Cómo se deletrea? Pleased to meet you. Encantado de conocerte. También puede ser la forma cortés. Pleased to meet you. Encantado o encantada de conocerle. ¿Eh? Si usted quiere ser más educado. That's interesting. Qué interesante. That's interesting. Welcome. Welcome se dice bienvenido, bienvenidos, bienvenida, bienvenidas. Siempre se dice welcome. ¿Ok? Bueno. Era la primera hoja. Is it clear for you when I talk like this? How do you spell it? Como vimos en la lista del vocabulario, how do you spell? ¿Cómo se deletrea? It's the second dialogue. Excuse me, are you Mrs. Sigan? Leila dice, yes, I am. My first name is Leila. Leila, how do you spell your first name? L-E-Y-L-A. It's a Turkish name. Pleased to meet you, Leila. Pleased to meet you too, Juan. Ricardo says, hi, my name is Ricardo Esteves. I am from Argentina. How do you spell your last name? Esteves. Ricardo Esteves. So, you spell it? E-S-T-E-V-E-Z. Ricardo Esteves. Nice to meet you, Ricardo. So, how do you spell? ¿Cómo se deletrea? So now we already know. Juan and Leila, Ricardo, and who more? What's one more? Sam. Sam and Alex. Okay. We continue with the words. An animal. Un animal. Bus, autobús, bus. Company, empresa, compañía, company. Computer, computer, ordenador. Hate, pronuncia bien la H, ¿ya? Hate, odiar. Hair. Aquí, here, se pronuncia la H también. High tech, Alta tecnología. High tech. Love. Amar. To love. Se puede decir el verbo love, pero también el sustantivo love. ¿Eh? El amor también se dice love. Eso ustedes lo saben todo. You all know about love, don't you? Place. Lugar. Sitio. Soccer. Soccer. Football. Son. Hijo. Son. Hijo. Touring. Touring quiere decir turismo. Chief. A chief es un jefe, pero un cocinero jefe, ¿ya? Lawyer. Abogado. Se dice lawyer. Es muy difícil, ¿eh? L-A-W-Y-E-R. Lawyer. La parte femenina también se dice lawyer. Manager. Manager es un gerente, un director. Vet. Vet significa veterinario o también veterinaria. Let's go. Vámonos. Vamos. So do I. Yo también. A mí también. Quiere decir, así lo hago yo también, ¿no? So do I. Very much. Very much. Mucho. What do you do? ¿A qué se dedica? What do you do? ¿A qué te dedicas o a qué se dedica? ¿Qué haces en la vida, no? What do you do? What do Ricardo and Leila like? Ricardo says to Leila, Hi, Leila, what do you do? Leila says, I'm a lawyer. And you? What do you do? Ricardo, I'm a chef. I love cooking. And Leila answers, I hate cooking, but I love eating in restaurants. Ricardo says, What else do you like? I like shopping. And Ricardo answers, I don't like shopping, but I really like touring. So do I. I like meeting new people and seeing new places. Ricardo says, How do you like London? And Lena answers, I love London, and I really like our tour guide, Gwen. ¿Se acuerda que Gwen es la guía, ¿no? Repetimos este curso, ¿no? La citación 2 y el primer diálogo. The first dialogue. What do Ricardo and Leila like? What do Ricardo and Leila like? Hi, Leila. What do you do? I am a lawyer. And you? What do you do? I'm a chef. I love cooking. I hate cooking, but I love eating in restaurants. What else do you like? I like shopping. I don't like shopping, but I really like touring. So do I. I like meeting new people and seeing new places. How do you like London? I love London, and I really like our tour guide, Gwen. Okay, that was the first dialogue. Let's go over to the second one. What do Alex and Sam like? So you remember Alex was the Russian boy, Alexander, and Sam was the girl from China. Hmm? Her family name was Li. Huh? So Sam, you're from China. Yes, I am. I like China very much. What do you do? I'm a vet. I love working with animals. Oh, I don't like animals very much. So what do you like? I like working with computers. I'm the manager of a high-tech company. Do you like soccer? Yes. I play soccer with my son. He loves it. Look, our tour bus is here. Let's go. So they are all going on a tour now. Okay? We will repeat. So Sun is from China and she says it to Alex. Yeah? What do Alex and Sun like? Alex? So Sun, you're from China. Yes, I am. I like China very much. What do you do? I'm a vet. I love working with animals. Oh, I don't like animals too much. Very much. What do you like? I like working with computer. I'm the manager of a high-tech company. Do you like soccer? Yes, I play soccer with my son. He loves it. Look, our tour bus is here. Let's go. So, the word list. Air conditioning. Air conditioning. Aire condicionado. Bar. Un bar. Elevator. Ascensor. Se dice también lift, but elevator is the correct one. Fridge. Nevera. Frigorifico. Hotel. Hotel. Indoor pool. Piscina cubierta. Indoor quiere decir dentro del edificio, ¿ve? Indoor pool. Piscina cubierta. Kettle. Hervidor de agua. Ring. Bebida. Snack. Aperitivo. Tentempi. Snack. Sugar. Azúcar. Tea bag. Bolsita de té. Teaspoon. Cucharilla. En el fondo es una cucharita para el té. ¿Eh? Teaspoon. Spoon es cuchara. Next to, al lado de, junto a, opposite, enfrente de, under, debajo de, comfortable, cómodo. Ponga bien el acento en la primera sílaba, comfortable. Enjoy. Disfrutar. Tonight. Esta noche. Traveling. Viajar. Good night. Buenas noches. Have a cup of tea. Tomar una taza de té. En el fondo tomar té. Have a cup of tea. No se dice have tea, se dice have a cup of tea. I miss you. Te echo de menos. It sounds nice. Me parece bien. Suena bien. It's too bad. Qué pena. Es una pena. That's true. Es verdad. Lo hacemos al revés. ¿Mm? Aire acondicionado. Air conditioning. Bar. Bar. Ascensor. Elevator. Nevera. Frigorífico. Fridge. Fridge es una abreviación de la palabra refrigerator. ¿Mm? Hotel. Hotel. Piscina cubierta. Indoor pool. Hervidor de agua. Kettle. Bebida. Drink. Aperitivo o tentempié. Snack. Azúcar. Sugar. Bolsita de té. Tea bag. Cucharilla. Teaspoon. Al lado de, junto a, next to, enfrente de, opposite, debajo de, under, cómodo, cómoda, confortable, confortable, comfortable, disfrutar, enjoy, esta noche, tonight. Viajar, traveling. Buenas noches, good night. Tomar una taza de té, have a cup of tea. Te echo de menos, I miss you. Me parece bien, suena bien, sounds good, sounds nice. You can say also it sounds good. Hmm? Qué pena, es una pena. It's too bad. Es verdad? That's true. That's true. It's true that it's a nice course. Mm? Oh la la. That's a thunder. I think we are going to have some storm tonight. Mm? Maybe at your place too? About the hotel. So, Alex asks, where are we tonight when? Tonight, we are at the Regency Hotel. Does the hotel have a bar? Yes, it does. It also has a nice restaurant. What about the rooms? What do they have? The rooms have TVs. And fridges in them. Good. What about the air conditioning? Is there any air conditioning? No, there isn't. But there is an indoor pool. It's too bad we're only there for one night. Pues, vamos a recapitular. About the hotel. So, hablamos del hotel y Alex pregunta, ¿dónde estamos esta noche? ¿A dónde vamos? Tonight we are at the Regency Hotel. Estamos en el hotel de Regency. Does the hotel have a bar? Él pregunta si el hotel tiene un bar. Sí, dice Juan, y también un restaurante. Yes, it does. It also has a nice restaurant. Así pueden comer rico. Y Alex pregunta cómo están los cuartos. What about the rooms? What do they have? The rooms have TVs and fridges in them. Tienen, cada cuarto tiene una televisión y también un frigorífico. Good. What about air conditioning? Is there any air conditioning? Ewan contesta, no, there isn't, but there is an indoor pool. Hay una piscina. No hay aire acondicionado, pero sí hay una piscina cubierta. Y Alex contesta, It's too bad, we're only there for one night. Qué pena que estamos solamente por una noche, ¿no? ¿Todo claro? No. Entonces, cuando están en la habitación del hotel, in the hotel room, Azad llama a Leila. Hello, Leila, it's Azad. How are you? Leila contesta al teléfono, I'm fine, and you? Azad contesta, I'm fine, but I miss you. Where are you tonight? Leila contesta, I am at the Regency Hotel. Azad, how are the rooms? They're great. The bed is comfortable and there is a kettle for tea and coffee. It sounds nice. Suena bien. It's too bad I'm not here with you. But you don't like traveling, Azad. That's true. Well, enjoy your trip. Thanks. Good night. Ella pregunta, ¿él quisiera estar con ella, no? Así. Repitamos. Hello, Leila. It's Azad. It must be her friend or her husband. How are you? How are you? How are you? I'm fine. And you? I'm fine, but I miss you. Where are you tonight? I am at the Regency Hotel. How are the rooms? They are great. The bed is comfortable and there is a kettle for tea and coffee. It sounds nice. It's too bad I'm not there with you. But you don't like traveling, Azad? That's true. Well, enjoy your trip. Thanks. Good night. So, Azad cannot come with her. And he said that he's alone. Okay. We will repeat the words. Yes? Air conditioning. Bar. Elevator. Fridge. Hotel. Indoor pool. Kettle. Drink. Snack. Sugar. Tea bag. Teaspoon, next to, opposite, under, comfortable, enjoy, tonight, traveling, good night, have a cup of tea, I miss you, it sounds nice, it's too bad, that's true, okay? Do you still have the courage to go on? Church, iglesia. Museum, museo. Palace, palacio. Park, parque. Shop, tienda. Zoo, zoológico, beautiful, bonito, precioso, enough, se pronuncia enough, suficiente, bastante. Example, famous, conocido, famoso, hungry, hambriente, know, saber. Conocer, like,
Como
time, hora, tiempo, exhibit, exposición, lecture, conferencia, ponencia, photograph, fotografía, souvenir, recuerdo, souvenir. For example, por ejemplo, I can't wait. No puedo esperar. Me too. Yo también. O a mí también. We will do our best. Haremos todo lo posible. ¿Lo hacemos al revés? ¿Sí? Iglesia. Ah, vamos a ver un poquito. Iglesia. Church. Museo. Museum. Palacio. Palace. Parque. Park. Tienda. Shop. Zoológico. Zoo. No se dice zoo, sino zoo. Bonito. Beautiful. Suficiente. Bastante. Enough. Ejemplo. Example. Famoso. Famous. Hambriente, hungry, se pronuncia la H, ¿eh? Hungry. Saber, conocer, know, cómo, like, hora, tiempo, time, exposición, exhibit, conferencia, ponencia, lecture, ponencia, conferencia, lecture. Fotografía, photograph, recuerdo, souvenir. Por ejemplo, for example, no puedo esperar, I can't wait, I can't wait. Yo también, a mí también, me too. Haremos todo lo posible, we will do our best. Okay. So next one. Let's go to the next quote. The first dialogue. They are in London. There is a lot to see and do in London. Yes, there are lots of museums and palaces. There are lots of museums and palaces. Today, we are at the British Museum. I can't wait. And then we are at the Buckingham Palace. Gwen is a great tour guide. She really knows a lot about London. London is such an interesting city. Yes, it is. I'm really happy. I'm on this tour. Me too. I see. There is a lot to see and do in London. Hay mucho que hacer. Hay mucho para ver y para hacer en Londres. Yes, there are lots of museums and palaces. Hay mucho museo y mucho, mucho palacio. Today, we are at the British Museum. I can't wait. Hoy día, estamos en el Museo Británico. No puedo esperar. And then, we are at Buckingham Palace. Y después, al Buckingham Palace, donde vive la reina, ¿no? Gwen is a great tour guide. She really knows a lot about London. Gwen es un guía extraordinario. She really knows a lot about London. Ella conoce muy bien Londres. No. London is such an interesting city. An interesting city. Es una ciudad tan interesante. Sí, es. Estoy, de verdad estoy feliz en este tour. Yes, it is. I'm really happy on this tour. El tour es una visita guiada, ¿no? El segundo diálogo, Dialogue 2, at the British Museum. What is at the British Museum? Today, there is an exhibit of photographs. ¿Qué hay en el Museo Británico? Hoy hay una exposición de fotografía. Are there any lectures today? Hay unos. ¿Hay algún ponente hoy día? Una ponencia. Una ponencia. ¿Are there any lectures today? ¿Hay algunas ponencias hoy día? Yes, there is a lecture about the Japanese tea ceremony. Sí, hay una ponencia o una conferencia sobre la ceremonia de té japonés. Is there a souvenir shop at the museum? ¿Hay una tiendecita de recuerdo? Yes, there is. There is a great museum shop. Sí, hay un bonito. Una bonita tienda del museo. Great. I love shopping for souvenirs. There are three great restaurants too. También hay tres grandes restaurantes. Okay. Yo siempre tengo hambre. Good. I'm always hungry. Good. I'm always hungry. So, let's read again. Mm-hmm. What is at the British Museum? Today, there is an exhibit of photographs. Are there any lectures today? Yes. There is a lecture about the Japanese tea ceremony. Is there a souvenir shop at the museum? Yes. There is. There's a great museum shop. Great. I love shopping for souvenirs. There are three great restaurants too. Good. I'm always hungry. Okay. This was the course for today. We will repeat. Just reading. Argentina, China, London, Moscow, Russia, Turkey, Mr., Mrs., Miss, Group, Tour, Tour Guide, Trip, Call, First, Interesting, People, Turkish, excuse me, how do you spell it? Pleased to meet you. That's interesting. Welcome. Hi, my name is Wen and I'm your tour guide. Is Mr. Petrov here? Hello, Wen. Please call me Alex. Nice to meet you, Alex. Are you from Russia?
Yes, I am. I'm from Moscow.
Moscow. Where is Miss Sun?
I'm Lee Sun, but it's Miss Lee.
And China, our last name comes first.
That's interesting. Welcome to London, Sun.
How do you spell it?
Excuse me, are you Mrs. Segan?
Yes, I am. My first name is Leila.
Leila, how do you spell your first name?
L-E-Y-L-A.
It's a Turkish name.
Pleased to meet you, Leila.
Pleased to meet you too, Gwen.
Hi, my name is Ricardo Estevez. I am from Argentina.
How do you spell your last name?
E-S-T-E-V-E-Z. Ricardo Estevez. Nice to meet you, Ricardo.
Animal. Bus. Company. Computer. Hate. Here. High tech. Love. Place. Soccer. Sun. Touring. Chief. Lawyer. Manager. Vet. Let's go. So do I. Very much. What do you do?
Hi, Leila. What do you do?
I'm a lawyer.
And you, what do you do?
I'm a chef. I love cooking.
I hate cooking, but I love eating in restaurants.
What else do you like?
I like shopping.
I don't like shopping, but I really like touring.
So do I. I like meeting new people and seeing new places.
How do you like London?
I love London, and I really like our tour guide.
When?
What do Alex and Sun like?
So, Sun, you're from China.
Yes, I am. I like China very much.
What do you do?
I'm a vet. I love working with animals.
I don't like animals very much.
What do you like?
I like working with computers.
I am the manager of a high-tech company.
Do you like soccer?
Yes, I play soccer with my son. He loves it.
Look, our tour bus is here. Let's go.
Air conditioning. Bar. Elevator. Fridge. Hotel. Indoor pool, kettle, drink, snack, sugar, tea bag, teaspoon, next to, opposite, under, comfortable, enjoy. Tonight, traveling, good night, have a cup of tea, I miss you, it sounds nice.
It's too bad. That's true. Where are we tonight, Gwen? Tonight, we are at the Regency Hotel. Does the hotel have a bar? Yes, it does. It also has a nice restaurant. What about the rooms? What do they have? The rooms have TVs and fridges in them. Good. What about the air conditioning? Is there any air conditioning? No, there isn't. But there is an indoor pool. It's too bad we're only there for one night. Hello, Leila. It's Azad. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. And you? I'm fine, but I miss you. Where are you tonight? I'm at the Regency Hotel. How are the rooms? They're great. The bed is comfortable. And there is a kettle for tea and coffee. It sounds nice. It's too bad I'm not there with you. But you don't like traveling, Azad? That's true. Well, enjoy your trip. Thanks. Good night. We're almost done. Church, museum, palace, park, shop, zoo, beautiful, enough, example, famous, hungry. No, like, time, exhibit, lecture, photograph, souvenir. For example, I can't wait. Me too. We will do our best. There is a lot to see and do in London. Yes, there are lots of museums and palaces. Today we are at the British Museum. I can't wait. And then we are at Buckingham Palace. Gwen is a great tour guide. She really knows a lot about London. London is such an interesting city. Yes, it is. I'm really happy on this tour. Me too. At the British Museum. What is at the British Museum? Today there is an exhibit of photographs. Are there any lectures today? Yes, there's a lecture about the Japanese tea ceremony. Is there a souvenir shop at the museum? Yes, there is. There's a great museum shop. Great. I love shopping for souvenirs. There are three great restaurants too. Good. I'm always hungry. So maybe you're hungry now too, but I'm a little thirsty. So we'll stop here for today and go to switch to the B2. Okay. Have a nice week. And please come back next week. If there are any questions, you can always contact me at my email address, you know. See you later. Meanwhile, since we are waiting for the next course, I will read you something about addiction. The word addict for most people conjures up images of drugs users or alcoholics, but today there is a new breed of addicts. It's behavior addictions. So called to distinguish them from substance dependencies. There is internet addiction, spending obsession, shopaholic. Let's talk about the internet addiction. Caroline Harrison, a full-time mother of three, admits to compulsively using the internet. I was surfing to discover something about my youngest child's skin problem when I found this amazing parenting website with lovely messages. Words, she says, soon I found I couldn't go a day without logging on. I started spending all evening chatting to my new online friends instead of spending time with my husband. It never crossed my mind that it could be addictive, but now I feel edgy and tense if I can't access to my computer. It's as if I can't help myself. The people there seem more real and supportive than my own family and friends. I often feel depressed and lonely in real life because my husband works long hours, so being on the site makes me feel good. Well, temporarily good. So you see, maybe we are addicted to the internet. If you're checking your email every 5 minutes, probably you're addicted. That's really possible. Okay, we are waiting for 6 o'clock to start the new course, okay? So we start with, what's a community? Okay, activity, almost, area, based on, belief, belong to, come together, communal, community, community center, consist of, culture, event, get involved, handful, help out, hold a meeting, in common, involved in, join, member, online, part of, practice, professional, profile, race, religion. We start again. This is the B2. Now we will have also the translation in Spanish. Okay? Activity, actividad. Almost, casi. Area. Vamos a hacer la revés. Actividad. Activity. Casi. Almost. Area. Area. Basado. Based on. Creencia. Belief. Pertenecer. ser de, belong to. Reunirse, juntarse. Come together. Communal. Comunal. Comunidad. Community. Community. Centro social. Community center. Consistir en. Constar de. Consist of. Constar de. Consistent. Culture. Cultura. Evento. Event. Implicarse, involucrarse, get involved, involucrarse, get involved, puñado, handful, ayudar, echar una mano, help out, celebrar una reunión, hold a meeting, hold the meeting. Celebrar una reunión. Hold a meeting. In common. Implicado. Involved in. Unirse. Formar parte. Join. Adherir. Miembro, member, en línea, online, parte de, part of, práctica, practice, professional, professional, you write it with two S, yes, only one F and two S, not like in Spanish, professional. Profile, race, religion, okay. These are the new words of the first and second dialogue, okay. Let's start. A busy community center. How was the game? It was great. We almost lost, but then we won at the last minute. Congratulations. Did you play at the community center again? Yes, we did. They have a really nice basketball court there. So, how was the game? ¿Cómo era el juego, no? We are not going to translate anymore. Just in case it's a complicated sentence or if there is a new word we don't understand, okay? They have a really nice basketball court center. You know, I still haven't been there. What is it like? It's always busy. They have lots of activities and events, such as they have classes, sports, concerts, art exhibitions, and meetings. What kinds of meetings do they hold? What kinds of meetings do they hold? Once a month, there is a meeting for members of the community. They come together to talk about things that are happening in town. So, what are the activities? Classes, sports, concerts, art exhibitions, and meetings. Can anyone go to these meetings? Sure. Back home, only a handful of people went to communal events. Here, people seem to get more involved in their community. Maybe we should too. It's time we got to know people here. I agree. I'll talk to one of these guys at basketball practice. He probably knows when the next big event is. So, Jill asks her husband how the game was, and he said, well, it was great. He almost lost, but in the end, he won. So she says, congratulations, and she asks about the group. Mm-hmm. So Greg answers that there are always lots of activities and also other events like classes, sports, concerts, art exhibitions, and meetings. She asks, what kind of meeting? So he says, once a month, there is a meeting for members of the community. They come together to talk about things that are happening in town. And she asks if they can belong to this group. Sure, back home, only a handful of people went to communal events. But here, people seem to get more involved. Maybe we should too, she asks. It's time we got to know people. I agree. I talked to one of the guys at the basketball practice. He probably knows when the next big event will have place. So, the vocabulary, annual, se dice annual, beginner, principiante, celebrate an occasion, celebrar un acontecimiento, demonstración, demonstration, descuento, discount, donar, donate, donación, donation, feria, fair, primeros auxilios, first aid. Por ejemplo, for instance, reunirse, juntarse, gather, Generoso. Generous. Dar un discurso. Give a speech. Punto culminante. Momento más interesante. Highlight. So let's move this chicos. Punto culminante. Highlight. Highlight. Casero. Homemade. Honrar. Honor. Necesitado. In need. En buena forma. In shape. Boletín informativo. Newsletter. In shape. Aviso, anuncio, nota, notice, beneficio, profit, programa, program, reunir, recaudar dinero, raise money, recaudar dinero. Raise money. Residente, resident. Seguridad, safety. Mostrar apoyo, show support. Tal como, such as. Hacia, ok. Which is towards hacia, towards volunteer, voluntario, causa loable, que merece la pena, worthwhile cause, worthwhile causa. Loable, worldwide, worldwide, okay. So, Allison Falls Community Center. Notices and events. Notices and events. Where did we find it? A new story for the library. Thanks to the hard work and generous donations of our community members, a second floor is finally being added to our library. Unfortunately, this means that the library will be closed for a few months. However, when it reopens, the entire community will be able to enjoy the new facilities, such as a new computer center and two new reading rooms. The library will reopen on September 3rd. We will gather that afternoon to celebrate a special occasion. The head of the center will give a speech and will honor some very special members who have worked so hard on this project. So that's a new story for the library. Another notice or event. Live to eat. The Elephant Falls Annual Food Fair is back. Enjoy food from local farms, stores, and restaurants every evening this week. Some of our local cooks will also donate their best dishes. For example, some highlights of the event will include Susie Lane's delicious homemade pizza and Phil Turner's wonderful barbecue chicken. Tickets are $20 at the door or order online before Saturday and get a $5 discount, a £5 discount. All fired up. Calling all Ellison Falls residents. We're still raising money to build a new fire station. So the community center has decided to hold a bake sale this Saturday from 9 to 3. You can show your support for this worthwhile cause in different ways. For instance, you can donate your favorite homemade cakes or cookies. If you don't bake, just come to buy and make sure to bring a friend. Remember, all profits go towards building the new fire station, so every dollar helps. Programs. August is Water Safety Month, so this month only we'll be having demonstrations at the pool every Saturday and Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. You will learn how to stay safe in the water and how to give first aid. Do you want to do more to help the community? Become a volunteer for our Meals and Wheels program and help us feed families in need. New classes. You're never too old to get in shape. We invite all senior citizens to come to our fun new exercise classes starting 7:30 a.m. Monday to Friday. Do you love photography? We now have evening classes for beginners and experienced photographers. Sign up today. Okay, these are the notices and events of Ellison Falls Community Center. Now, let's read the vocabulary. Change of pace. Not pace, but pace. Pace significa ritmo. Charity, organización benéfica, elderly, ancianos, enthusiasm, environment, give back to the community. How does that sound? I'm kidding. Make a commitment. Comprometerse. Commitment. Compromiso. Meet one's needs. Satisfacer las necesidades propias. Non-profit organization. Sin ánimo de lucro. responsible, non-profit. Non-profit is just one word, okay? You write it in only one word. Responsible, retirement home, asilo de jubilados, run an event, run an ID past someone. Run an IT past someone. Sign up. Sign up. Inscribirsi. Sure. That sounds perfect. That sounds perfect. Unrealistic expectations. Expectativas pocas realísticas. Realista. Unrealistic expectation. Volunteer. Ofrecerse voluntario. Volunteer. Volunteering opportunity. Oportunidad de voluntariado. Willing. Dispuesto. A ver qué hay difícil. Give back to the community, ofrecer algo a la comunidad. I'm kidding, estoy bromeando. Meet one's needs, satisfacer las necesidades propias. ¿Eh? Run an event, organizar un evento. Run, se dice correr, ¿no? Run an event. Organizar un evento. Sign up. Inscribirse. Show. Me parece perfecto. That sounds perfect. Okay. I think the other words you understand. All right? So let's go to the dialogue. Let's give back. We said that give back means hacer algo para otro, no? Give back to the community. Ofrecer algo, hacer algo para la comunidad. Molly says, Richard, come look at this website, please. It's called Superglobe Volunteering. It's a non-profit organization that helps people who want to volunteer. Don't you think it's time we give something back to the community? I hadn't really thought about that, but I guess you're right, says Richard. Great. So let's see if we can find something that's right for us. Listen, I'm willing to volunteer, but I don't have unrealistic expectations. It's not like we're going to save the world. Hey, where's your enthusiasm? I'm just kidding. What do we have to do to get started? Well, first we have to answer some questions about ourselves. They ask about our ages, where we live, and our health. Why do you need to know that? So they can meet our needs and find the right people for each job. Do they have a list of volunteering opportunities for each charity? Sure. In fact, there is something fun happening this weekend. Volunteers are needed for a beach cleanup. How does that sound? Spend a day at the beach and help the environment. Sounds perfect. I don't know if they are kidding. Do you think they like it? Well, we will repeat. I'm not sure. I don't know if I would like it. I don't think so. Let's give back. Richard, come. Look at this website, please. It's called Super Globe Voluntary. It's a non-profit organization that helps people who want to volunteer. Don't you think it's time we give something back to the community? I hadn't really thought about that, but I guess you're right. Great. So let's see if we can find something that's right for us. Listen, I'm willing to volunteer, but don't have unrealistic expectations. It's not like we are going to save the world. Hey, where's your enthusiasm? I'm just kidding. What do we have to do to get started? Well, first we have to answer some questions about ourselves. They ask about our ages, where we live, and our health. Why do they need to know that? So they can meet our needs and find the right people for each job. Do they have a list of volunteering opportunities for each charity? Sure. In fact, there's something fun happening this weekend. Volunteers are needed for a beach cleanup. How does that sound? Spend a day at the beach and help the environment. Sounds perfect. Against believe, call for a vote, continue, decide, disagreement, I completely agree, identity, in favor of, in its place, it just wouldn't be the same. Make a good point. Mayor, put the issue up for discussion. Raise one's hand. Raise taxes. Tear down. That's just what I was thinking. Town council. Transcript. Who cares? You can't be serious. Okay. Contra. Against. Creer. Believe. Let's try it. Llamar a votación. Call for a vote. Seguir. Continuar. Continue. Decidir. Decide. Desacuerdo. Disagreement. Estoy completamente de acuerdo. I completely agree. Identidad. Identity. A favor de. In favor of, en su lugar, in its place. No sería lo mismo. It just wouldn't be the same. Tener razón, hacer una buena observación. Make a good point. Alcalde. O alcaldesa, mayor, plantear, put the issue up for discussion, levantar la mano, raise one's hand, subir los impuestos, raise taxes, derribar, tear down. Eso es justo lo que estaba pensando. That's just what I was thinking. Ayuntamiento, town council. Is it really special? Eh? Ayuntamiento, town council. You say the townhouse. I think it's good too. Transcript. ¿A quién le importa? Who cares? No lo dices. ¿Hables en serio? ¿Verdad? You can be serious. Okay. Next text. Transcript from town meeting December 15. Mayor Lane. As you all know, Buildit Construction has offered our town a lot of money to tear down the community center and build a mall in its place. The town council decided to put the issue up for discussion. Tonight we'll continue with last week's discussion. Mr. Mayor, I think there are enough malls in the area, don't you? The center is part of the identity of this community. I believe that we should say no. The center is part of the identity of this community. I completely agree with Ellen. Our kids take music lessons there, just like I did when I was their age. Without the center, our community just wouldn't be the same. Ellen, Andrew, you can be serious. With the money we'll get, we can build a new, better center. Who cares if it isn't in exactly the same building? Well, both sides have made good points. I think we should call for a vote. All those in favor of tearing down the center, please raise your hand. Okay, now all those who are against the idea, raise your hand. Well, it looks like we won't be getting a new mom. A new community college? Wow, I can't believe what happened at the town meeting last night. Why? What happened? There was a disagreement about the community college you want to build. Some people were really against the idea. Why? Because they're planning to raise taxes after they finish building. Oh, now I understand. So how much money are we talking about? I'm not sure, but they said it won't be very much. Even if we have to pay more taxes, I'm still in favor of the idea. I agree. It will offer so much to people in this community. Maybe I finally go back to school and get a degree. That's just what I was thinking. I'd love to study art. You can be serious. Why not study something more practical? I already have a job like I like, so I'd rather study something I enjoy. That's a good point. Well, I want to change my career. I'd like to study nursing. What do you think? That's a great idea. Let's hope they build a college. So, access information. Access, acceder a información. Access information. Con un clic, at the click of the button. Benefit. Benefit. Ventaja. Choose. Common interest. Access information at the click of a button. Benefit, choose. We were at common interest. Define from new friendships. Gamer. Goal. Interaction. Interest. It's no surprise. Login. One online gaming community. Provide, share, social network site, takes place, view, virtual community, virtual communities. What's a virtual community? And why are so many people choosing to become members? A virtual community can be defined as a group of people who share common interests or goals. But the interaction between the members of this community takes place online. By joining a virtual community, people can access information and learn about things that interest them. They can also provide tips and share their views with other members. They are different from kinds of virtual community. For instance, you can join an online gaming community and compete against other gamers all over the world, or you can join a social networking site and form new friendship at a click of a button. With all the benefits a virtual community can offer, it's no surprise that millions of people are choosing to go. Well, I'll stop for a while, okay? Thank you. So here we are again. Let's start with the C1. About motivating. What motivates you? Think of a person you consider to be successful. What makes you think they are successful? What, in your view, are the reasons for their success? Read the article and match the headings to each paragraph. There is one heading you don't need. So we will meet a fierce spirit, being my own person, learning from my mistakes, needing to show them they were wrong, the courage to set out and seek my fortune. So there is A, B, and from my mistakes, there's none. Okay, let's read it. So there is an article from a US novelist. Her name is Ann Patchett. Revenge is a terrific motivating force for young creative people, and it certainly kept me going right through the publication of my first novel. I'd been late to learn to read, and as a result, the nuns at my school in Tennessee had me marked down as being somewhere between slow and stupid. They taught me for 12 years, and even after I'd caught up and got smarter, I was still thought of as dumb. They'd be sorry when they discover I'm a great writer, I'd say to myself. In retirement, the single thing they'll be most proud of will be that they had me as a pupil. And so it continued right through into the workplace where in my first teaching job after leaving graduate school, the male head of the department would come to me whenever the secretarial staff were off. Head this up for me, will you, Anne? He'd say habitually, one day I would think gritting my teeth. One day. She means I will prove who I'm not, who I am, you know? What does it mean, dumb? It's the opposite of smart. Hmm? Graduate school is a noun. It's U.S. college for postgraduate studies. Well, number two is from John Malkovich, U.S. actor, producer, and director. There must have been something unique or at least different about me as a boy, because I recall it would sometimes amuse my brother and his friends to throw beer cans at me. Why? Because of the clothes I wore, which they didn't like me, which they didn't like, or because I wouldn't do whatever it was that they wanted me to, or just because it was fun. But being different is fine. It was my father who encouraged in me the notion that I, and I alone, am responsible for my own life, for what I do and don't do, for my opinions and beliefs. And it's proved to be a great source of strength. I'm often asked if I read and take notice of critics. Why should I? Which ones? Those who love the work, or who hate it, or are indifferent? As a director, as in life, you have to know your own mind and be prepared to stick to your guns. Then there is a chief, and his name is Marcus Waring, a UK chief. One of my tutors at Southport Kettering College knew Anton Edelman, the chief at the Savoy, and recommended me to him. I was very nervous of leaving my comfort zone and coming to London. I was a loner, would never meet friends, because I was always working, and I was happy enough being alone and busy. But I did come to London, and even though it was a very tough environment, I worked like a trooper and was very quick to learn. The hardest part was being away from my family and having to deal with other people while having no management or interpersonal skills whatsoever. So I called my dad every day to fill him in on the good and the bad, and ask him how he would deal with this or that. So that was the chief. Oh, yes. What happened? Oh, yes. Oh, why doesn't it? Oh, why doesn't it? Okay.
had a little problem here. I don't know. Choose.
Okay.
I don't know.
So switch off.
Noise.
Okay.
This one.
I hope it's working.
It's not.
So I put it again.
Mm-hmm.
The back one.